Morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Cathy.
So we thought we'd like to have a discussion about the film Adolescence and the way in which, well, it's a four series TV show, illustrates so many themes that we talk about in relationship health practice. We were both blown away by it, weren't we?
Absolutely. It just
Yeah.
captured the how hard it is growing up in this day and age for young people. And yeah, it was just very powerful.
Very powerful, and I still say my heart hurts listening to it because I feel it captured so much that we're seeing on such a scale, and certainly the stuff that I've been working on, in my career, and thinking we're missing something so huge. And I guess where that film starts, isn't it, is the what happens when teenagers are kind of left to fend for themselves in the pack of being a teenager, with the adults hardworking in the background, caring in the background, but not having any idea really about what the teens are coping with in a very complex world, and what and how toxic it can be, and where do those young people turn to, boys and girls?
Yes, and there's just so much in that. I wouldn't even know where to start. But the bullying and how the way that it addressed it in the series was how the adult missed the subtlety of some of the bullying, and how it then just oh God. Then they're in the room and they're having to manage it and deal with it, and the bullying never stops because they're always interfacing with the world in some way, shape, or form. So they don't even get any respite from it. And although on some level that's choiceful, that's how they engage with their world. And it's one that we didn't have to navigate.
Well, I think we had to navigate some elements of that, but it's been inflated by social media, hasn't it? That
Yeah.
we didn't, it's the speed with which and the exposure that leads social that social media brings into that already complicated dynamic. So there's a term, so from the theory point of view, there's a term called peer orientation that Gordon Neufeld talks about. Peer orientation is when the child it has become disconnected from the adult. So there's a beautiful thing in the discussion with the psychologist there, where the boy is talking about the experience of recognizing that his dad is disappointed with the fact that he's not a good footballer, and then he doesn't know how to manage that feeling. So he's then looking for approval. He's looking for approval because he's not getting it from his dad, and his dad doesn't really know what to do. He's looking for approval from his peers, and in the peers, it's kind of, how many girls have you been able to sort of, touch up, and how much, and what, how, who can you tell about what you've been able to do, and is it true or is it not true what you've been able to do? So he's looking for approval there, and he's not got anybody he can go back to and say, this is what happened in my day today, so he's managing it all, and so are many of the other children in that space, also managing it without having an informed adult who's able to know how to even engage in those discussions in the background. So
Yeah.
in health, the child will go, I call it, go into the wild woods, navigate this complicated space, and go back to adults to whom, where there is discussion about how do you manage complicated relationships, and who do you know how to choose, and how you stay away from, and what, how do you navigate it? But we've kind of en masse thought kids are fine. We'll pass over this high complex technology. And we're working hard, we'll pay for their phones, and we'll pay for their computers in their bedrooms, and we're not realizing as adults that we've got a really, really big role to play in making it safe for our teams to be able to interact with each other safely. That's what I
And there's something about how, because they were a really well-functioning family. They go to work, he did attend school, and so if they'd have reached out for support, likely they probably would have been battered back because there's no obvious sign of dysfunction or distress, and so
You say
if
he's
they
doing well in
did.
school,
Yeah, there's I think you're worrying about nothing, and there's something about like the dad's disappointment about him not being a good footballer and not being able to, the dad not being able to manage that, and the impact then has, and then the ripple effect from there. And it's just having conversations about that because that will be repeated in lots of ways, in different forms, in lots of different households. And it's how you navigate that. We all have to deal with disappointment or I don't know, disappointment or dislike as we navigate relationships, and how we manage that in a way that is healthy and still enables to maintain contact and connection.
Well, I say I thought that the what was incredible was it showed it wasn't just one child experiencing that. It was a pack of children,
Yes.
families around them. And when if you step back from a relationship health point of view, I came away thinking, where do you start? And there was that really very amazing scene when the son talks to his dad, who's a detective, and said, "You're missing it. It's embarrassing watching you,"
Yeah.
I need to explain it to you. Now, probably every generation's had a bit of that, but I do think as adults we've got this. We have to wake up and open up some of these discussions between ourselves, around how do we be more informed about that. I think that's this what this film does. This gives an incredible opportunity to become more informed and to have discussion opportunities for discussion. I would love to see it felt in every school, every parent
Yeah, yeah.
being able to watch it and take time to talk about it and talk about it with between the adults, but also between with young people about what, how accurate is it in relation to what they experience, and how often are you as the adult missing it, because you're probably missing it much more than you think.
Yeah.
That
I'm
needs
thinking of
to
a toddler. You know, when the toddler goes too quiet, you're like, oh, they're too quiet, what's going on? And it feels like when they get to a certain age, you stop asking that question.
yeah.
You know, so they're old enough they can manage, but we're social beings, and there's something about needing to isolate you and staying in that isolated bubble that's not healthy for anybody, especially in their developing stages.
The other thing I think that school the thing did in terms of the image on school was it showed very clearly why there's a whole tranche of children who don't want to go to school. It's a
Yeah,
very,
yeah.
very complex, unsafe environment for too many kids. It's the adults only loosely in control. And though there's some in some situations, though there are some really talented teachers, they themselves are feeling in a safe and an unsafe structure, often with unpredictable things that happen in every class that you're trying to navigate. So they're not safe places for too many children and adults, schools at the moment. And I don't think you could address that just by addressing it with the school. You can only address it by doing that as a community talking about what's happening, because what's happening in the school is then being reflected out in the streets, isn't it? With the
Yeah. And it's everybody taking responsibility and recognizing they have a role, because
yeah.
there's still that split where, okay, the kids are in school, over to you now, it's your responsibility. And really, there needs to be a really more of a co-parenting kind of role with the school and home.
I
And there
think
needs to be
so.
more of a partnership.
Yeah. Which is definitely, again, something we've been working towards with iMatter.
Yes, yes.
Working towards that with iMatter and relationship health, because I think what's needed is that we share the decision about the child's maturity and capabilities to manage complexity, and we share the responsibility of thinking about what the adults need in order to be able to manage it. Not in a way of trying to over interfere, because I think government has sort of wanted to stay away from parenting as if it's parents to make their own decisions. But the science is really telling us that there are some skills that you really need, and you need some pretty complex skills in a moment to be able to manage some of this. And so being totally hands off, to me, is irresponsible with what we know. We need to be much more proactive about helping people understand how brains develop and how brains develop in the context of relationships, and we can't just sort of hope for the best. Or at least if we do just hope for the best, we're likely to head for trouble. But there's some amazing opportunities to learn, and it can really make a difference when we learn the skills of communication and collaboration and understanding ourselves and other people, and we should be investing in that.
And there's something else for me about the changing the narrative about oh, they've got anger issues, or they've got organizational, they can't do it. And there's something about it recognizing it's not a fixed state. We just recognize, okay, that's a skill that they haven't got yet. Because learning how to manage your emotions is a life skill, and it's one that you practice throughout your life. You know, it's not suddenly I don't get anxious anymore, or I never get angry. I just learn to manage it in a different way that's more helpful to me and to others. But it takes practice.
Takes practice, but it would also be very, very odd not to be anxious going into a modern
Yeah.
environment like that. It would be
Yeah.
very, so it's a, that's a healthy response to an unhealthy environment, which is a complex place. Jackie, I think we should round this up because I think we could
Yeah.
talk all day about that film, but we really strongly recommend watching it,
Yeah,
and
watch it if you can.
and we would love to think, I want to think about how we might support some discussions about it. Yeah. You
Yeah.
want to learn about relationship health and about the IMAD framework? Take a look at the website. Okay, I'll stop it there.